Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your texts and your calls come through. It's Campbell Brown time, and boy, was it a controversial Campbell Brown time on this program last week. But I'll tell you what he did do last week. He gave us a couple of winners. So he's a bit like the Western Bulldogs. He was out of form about a month and a half ago, but he is hot to trot right now. So can't wait to catch up with Campbell Brown in a matter of seconds. You can catch him on Winners with Andrew Bensley tomorrow from 9 a.m. on SEN Track and from 10 a.m. on 7.2, thanks to Hyundai High Performance Forklifts, the driver's choice. You can visit your local independent dealer at Swift Equipment or Google Hyundai Forklifts. The Hawthorn Premiership star and SEN Track winner tipper, Campbell Brown's on the line. Welcome to you, Brownie.
Yeah, afternoon, Dwayne. Very exciting. Public holiday here, obviously, and looking forward to a big 24 hours tomorrow with the grand final.
Did you get any personal feedback from your thoughts on Jamie Carr on this program last week?
Yeah, plenty of feedback. Geez, it spreads quick. I had a mate in Queensland say, what have you said? I had the old man texting me from Portsea, and it was good that everyone was tuned in. Whether you agreed with me or not, it's always good to have a strong opinion.
It is. You had a strong opinion tips-wise last week as well. You gave us a short-priced winner in the feature race, plus you gave us one at odds, so I can't wait to get your tips for this weekend. But let's get your tip for the footy tomorrow, firstly. Who you got winning tomorrow?
Oh, I think it should be a fascinating game. I think Melbourne have been consistently probably the best side throughout the course of the year, and what they've done through the final series has been superb. I'm concerned about just the one game in nearly 3.5 weeks, so I think more mentally than physically. Whether you've just got that calloused mindset that you need right from the start will be something that I'm eagerly anticipating. The Doggies, we know they've got that. They've had to do it the hard way, and that they are going to be backs against the wall, ready for a fight. And if Melbourne can match that, which I think they can, they should win the premiership. And a lot of it's going to be on the back of Christian Petrarca, I think. If I was him, I'd sit back tonight and I'd get a replay of Dustin Martin's grand final last year and how he single-handedly just put Richmond on his back, hit the scoreboard and got the job done. And I'd be thinking, if I was Christian Petrarca, they're similar statures. They play the game similar. They can both hit the scoreboard. He should want to try and kick two or three goals and really bury the Dogs.
So do you think those midfield matchups are going to be the key? There's been a lot of people say that this week and talk about whether Steph Martin can at least counteract what Max Gawn's dominance could look like. Bit of talk about trying to shut down Tom Liberatore, which is something that's pretty damn hard to do. So you think it's in that middle that it might be 1-2?
Yeah, no doubt. And look, I think the Melbourne's back line has been absolutely superb. They've been the hardest team to score against all season. And Stephen May's fitness was obviously going to be crucially important. He's fit and ready to go. I'd be surprised if you get another 4 goals out of Bailey Smith and 3 goals from Mitch Hannon. You know, they kicked 7 last week between them, and they might need a similar performance. I don't think they'll be able to reproduce that against Melbourne's defensive line. So I just feel like the D's have a couple more avenues to goal tomorrow night with, you know, McDonald and Bailey Fritch and Cozzy Pickett, and they've got a few players that can bob up and hit the scoreboard.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with all of that. Who wins your Norm Smith then, now that you've got Melbourne winning?
I'm going to say Christian Petrarca. I think he's the guy that, him or Clayton Oliver, I think the finals are just made for it with their contested style of play, and they need to play well, and if they do and Melbourne win, one of those two.
What do you make of the Michael Voss appointment at Carlton?
I love it. I've wanted to see Vossie get another opportunity for a little while now. And while I don't like the way the Blues have gone about their process, they've got the right man, I think. He was very young, inexperienced when he took the Brisbane job. I don't like former champions of clubs going back and coaching their club. I think I've said that to you before. It makes it really difficult. And we've seen, you know, Lepic try and do it, James Hurd, Nathan Buckley, Michael Voss. It hasn't quite worked for him, but I think now with the experience he's got at a great footy club like Port Adelaide. He's now, the perfect age bracket, I think, to take that job. And they've got a good list. So I reckon it's a really good appointment.
So a couple of winners you gave us last week, Brownie. The winner in the feature race, one at odds. So a bit of pressure on you now to come up with a couple to fill our wallets for the weekend.
It's going to be short and sweet this weekend, Dwayne. I think that Zaki is pretty much unbeatable in the Underwood, and the market suggests that. The Annabelle Neesham runner's shooting for five on the trot, and it's $1.28. So nothing too exciting there. And I think that if we go up to Sydney and look at the Golden Rose, Animo for Godolphin, $2. I think it's a star, and we know that. It was really good winning first up, and I don't think there's too many horses in this race that can beat it. So not going out on a limb this week like I did last week, but those two should win, and it'll pay roughly $2.60.
Great to have you, Brownie. Always good to be able to talk to you on a Friday. Love your work, and we'll talk again next week.
Cheers. Have a great weekend.
Campbell Brown, thanks to Hyundai Forklifts service and support that only an independent dealer can provide. Quick plug for This Is Your Sporting Life. On Sunday from 10 a.m, Sam Edmund talking to two men that will be remembered for their heroics on Grand Final Day 1997 and 1998. Adelaide Premiership player Shane Allen and 2001, 02 and 03 Brisbane Lions Premiership player Clark Keating. That's all thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals Celebrating Lives. Thanks again to everybody that took the time to pick up your phone and dial the number and get on the open line brought to us by Werribee Kia this week. It's been an absolute delight to have a chat to you all week. I love Midday Madness, and you get me through my days and through my weeks during some weird times, especially in Melbourne. So thank you. It's been a pleasure to have so many of your texts come through again this week. I'm back on Monday, of course. Midday Madness on Monday, so we'll talk about the grand final on Monday. I'll also catch you on AFL Nation calling the footy tomorrow. So can't wait to bring the footy to those people in radio land tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. So a big day and night on AFL Nation. But I'll catch you tomorrow on Monday for Midday Madness. But stick around. Bob and Andy, looking forward to your company next.